Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Kin Lin from Open Source Taiwan community. And not only is this, I'm a new member who just joined to the community for more than normal 1 year. So, and this is my first topic, talking communities in its open source community. So I'm lucky guys who can, and saying open source community invite me to here. And let's start my topic. It's about why you should choose open source Kubik. And it's for the upstream beginner enter to the container land. So everybody can relax for the topic. And first, motivation to use Kubik is for people who just want to know or use Kubernetes, but don't want to play Kubernetes the hard way. I think 80% people, if they don't have container background or knowledge, they will fulfill or give up while setting up Kubernetes. And second is for native English user. You know, it's still not enough information in Chinese. As I know, a lot of IT lattice information will translate to Japanese and French immediately, but not in Chinese. And for people who are unfamiliar with command line, but now you don't worry about that, you can use OpenSUSE Kubik Wiki, and they have everything step by step, and you can follow the picture, and you can have a cursor, and everybody have a cluster easily. So it's my outline of today's topic. And first, what is topic Kubik and why Kubik? And start Kubik easy way and QA. First, what's it Kubik? So yesterday have an amazing talk about Kubik. I think everybody know basic about Kubik, so I have a short introduce about Kubik. Kubik is sub-project of OpenSUSE, founding in May 2017, and focus on container knowledge, and based on Tumbleweed rolling release and various upstream, including KubeADN and Parmin and Quail. And container service platform based on Kubernetes atop OpenSUSE MicroOS. OpenSUSE is MicroOS is a modern Linux operation system designed for container hosts and optimized for large deployment. Okay, it has Tumbleweed and CAST. And so, surely, if you favor to use Tumbleweed and you want to use container, Kubik is your best choice. And why Kubik? If you think Kubik is very quick to use and you recommend your friend to use, but they say, no thanks, we are busy. First, you should explain two things about Kubik for them. First is container. What's a container and why is microservice? Container is containerized everything like OS that you can build, ship, and run everywhere and in every environment. And architecture like Kubernetes can manage container in easy way. And microservice, what is microservice? It's a giant application consists with multiple component service. It's hard to know, right? So besides the not staying application deliver have the supply chain has changed. Now Dev development and operation, you should deploy your container or environment more faster. And all this traditional monolithic architecture face a problem. That's a monolithic approach do not meet our requirement. And VM adds significant resource and management overhead. It's hard to control the traditional architecture. So you can choose microservice of creation. Not do one thing and do it well. But no, not every people suitable microservice. If you give a baby for use microservice, they don't know how to play microservice, right? So MicroOS is microservice plus container and many small focus container that make your sophisticated service that can well-defined application and independent language library. You can build your own container very fast. And modular, easy maintenance and reuse. And they have provide fault tolerance and scalable scale out ability to for you. So it's easy setting up a cluster, so should maintain it as well. Now you can. Your friend know about Kubik, so they think they are lucky to use Kubik. Okay, let's start a little brief about Kubik. Before install, you should have a bare metal like x86 and 64 or ARM machine, and download the Kubik ISO from Kubik wiki or internet. It's, the ISO is less than 2 gigabytes, and system requires just 2 CPU and 2 gigabyte memory and 30 gigabyte mini hardware. It's very small, and we are installing KubeADM system certified Kubernetes stack, covering using KubeADM on top of microservice based system, and it's easy range like just like you install Tambourine. First, install, and choose next, and choose Kubernetes node, and all default, on, and choose your password, and it's default to use. And when you build the Kubik, you should have installed 2 or more system with OpenSUSE Kubik, and you can follow the Kubik wiki step by step. And enter this command line, kubeadm int, and you can get the token. And your master node is building successfully. And some setup like run firing us before your master node setup. And set up the network of the master node is easy. And you can copy the token from the master node and pass to the, your slave node, and you can have a two node to manager. And you can get use Kuber control get node, and you can find your you have master node and slave node. It's easy, right? And if you want more information about Kubik, they have a lot of information about blog and GitHub and chart. You can follow their work. And it's Lightning Talks. Thank you so much, and enjoying Kubik. Thank you.